Current state on WKAR. Good morning, I'm Mark Bayshore. You can connect with us via email at currentstate@wkar.org, and you can follow us on Twitter at KAR Current State. The Michigan State women's basketball team continued its success at Assembly Hall yesterday, winning its 10th straight game in the building, 56-46 over Indiana. Kiana Johnson posted 15 points, 5 assists, and 4 steals while playing 36 minutes off the bench. MSU improves to 16-2 overall and 4-1 in the Big Ten. The women play Nebraska on Thursday, and the Pistons also were victorious last night over the Celtics, 103-88, now that they're back in this country. So there we go. Pistons and the MSU women both enjoying a victory. It was a pretty exhilarating win for the Michigan State men on Saturday night. Let's go to the Detroit Free Press's Joe Rexroad for his post-mortem on that. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Mark. How are you?
Just fine. Was Saturday night's game a big confidence builder or what?
Well, I think it has to be. It's a significant victory. And, you know, it's sort of the same formula Michigan State has been using a lot of games this year, at times against lesser competition. But, you know, Ohio State obviously ranked number 11, a much tougher game, the start of a string of tough games. And the fact that Michigan State was able to, again, kind of hang in, hold a slim lead and finish. I think, you know, Tom Izzo did seem to have more confidence in his team after that, saying, you know, maybe everything they're doing isn't pretty. They're not, you know, still operating at full capacity, but they do seem to have that late game toughness. So, yeah, I do think they draw some more confidence out of this. And since the Minnesota game to open the Big Ten, you know, they have, outperformed their opponents in the last few minutes of games.
Interestingly, I see we're at the very top of the Big Ten this morning. I think we're 5-1, and everybody else, the closest other teams, are 4-1. Do I have that right?
Yeah, alone in first place by a half game because of the extra win, and of course heading to Madison Tuesday, so a win there, and that will continue for a few days. A huge game to me. This game at Wisconsin, if Michigan State can get it, then you can kind of do the math realistically where this team could really contend for the Big Ten. I still think Michigan and Indiana look like the best two teams, but, you know, Michigan State is starting to, give itself a chance of winning these games it should have won and then the big one Saturday. So this could get really interesting.
What else in the Big Ten is going on that's grabbed your attention?
Well, like I said, I think that Michigan's win in Minnesota was very impressive. Indiana last night won at Northwestern, but not very impressively. I think Indiana is not playing its best basketball right now. Michigan is. And, you know, sometimes teams play their best basketball in January and they're not as good in late February and March. And I still think Indiana, when the Hoosiers put everything together, has the best roster in the Big Ten. And, of course, that's the next thing up for Michigan State Sunday at Indiana. So it's a heck of a week for the Spartans. But like I said, those two stand out. And, Iowa beating Wisconsin Saturday night after Wisconsin won in Indiana. I think Iowa's a team that really has a chance to make the NCAA tournament this year.
The Detroit Free Press's Joe Rexroad. Thanks, Joe. We'll look for you again on Friday.
Okay, Mark. Thanks a lot.
Have a great week.